A major internet company is looking for a new chief executive as well as a new direction. Yahoo's board of directors ousted CEO Carol Bartz this week. She'd been hired just 2 years ago to revitalize the company. Yahoo is still very profitable, but seems less relevant in a fast-changing industry. Here's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
One of Yahoo's biggest problems is that there are people like Gregory Toon.
I think I've mistakenly landed on the Yahoo page maybe once in the past 10 years.
Toon works as an industrial designer in San Francisco, not far from the company's Sunnyvale campus. And he has never once used anything Yahoo.
But I get through my life and I answer the questions that I need to answer, and I search things and I get answers without them. I don't even kind of know what they do anymore, honestly. Like, I don't know what their main focus is.
And that, in a nutshell, is Yahoo's challenge. Yahoo is tremendously old by internet standards. It started 17 years ago doing web search. It evolved into a web portal, a central place for accessing email, news, and instant messages. Then it ventured into online entertainment. Yahoo is an acronym. According to its official history, it stands for Yet Another Hierarchical Officious Oracle, followed by an exclamation point. The name, like its corporate brand, was quirky by design. For a time, it advertised itself on television.
Yahoo!
The branding worked. It's very profitable and generates more than $6 billion in annual revenue. To this day, Yahoo has a gigantic internet audience. According to ComScore, which tracks web traffic, Yahoo's monthly U.S. audience is still bigger than that of Microsoft or Facebook. But it's slipping by other measures. Compared to 3 years ago, users spend less time on Yahoo sites, while time spent using Google and Facebook has increased. Analysts say Yahoo started to lose momentum when it took its focus off of search.
They lost that opportunity.
Tim Beharin is a tech industry analyst and futurist. He says Yahoo tried to become a media company where the competition was fierce and the money was not as good. Meanwhile, the company let other opportunities slip by. If Yahoo wants a promising future, Beharin says, it needs to find a leader who can help the company get back on track with what matters and can make them money.
Whoever they bring in at this point, I believe, has to understand the new world of advertising and the new world of mobile, because that's where it's all headed.
Beharin says there are some things Yahoo still does well. It's still number two in display ads that it serves up on other websites. Its finance, news, and sports sites are also very popular. But if the company were to try to sell itself, it's not clear who would buy it. 3 years ago, Microsoft offered a hefty $45 billion to buy Yahoo. The deal fell through. Now Yahoo is worth far less than half what Microsoft offered, and the two companies forged a search partnership that effectively gave Microsoft everything it wanted from Yahoo anyway. Still, with a market value of $17 billion, the company is a pricey takeover target, which is why there's also talk that the company might break up into smaller pieces and sell off its Asian assets, including its share in Chinese search giant Alibaba and Yahoo Japan. Yahoo said in its press release that the company is, quote, evaluating possibilities and opportunities, but declined request for additional comment. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.